Warriors Sound here on the scene of the Rakuten Performance Center here at Warriors headquarters. And as we get ready for Game 3, we bring in the two Ronnies. And it's reminiscent of the BBC television series back in the 70s into the 80s. But Ron Krajicek of the San Francisco Chronicle and Warriors assistant coach Ron Adams. And start with Coach here. What were you hoping to see in Houston in Game 2 that we will see some countermeasures and some corrections that will produce a different outcome, hopefully, in Game 3?
Well, I think just mindset, beginning the game, really solid, forceful mindset, good connected effort. We probably didn't start that way in Houston.
Well, as you look at all the things you're covering here during this series, Ron, and you jump in, you do a lot of golf with the Chronicle and all kinds of stories, but when it comes to the playoffs, you're on the scene, you're looking at things in a different light. What are you focusing on right now with some of your writing, some of your articles? What should people be looking forward to?
I'm kind of bouncing around. I've done some longer features on Steve Kerr. Today, for tomorrow's paper, I'm doing a piece on Steph Curry and his defense, which is why I was speaking to Ron Adams, the far wiser Ron of the group here. I thought he was going to ask us for like great Rons in history or something.
This other Ron is a pretty bright guy.
Ron Santo was my, as a kid growing up in Chicago, that was my Ron.
And I kind of...
Great Ron in your past?
Ronaldo? No. And I do think, he has a very pleasing personality. His personality is probably more pleasing than my personality. So he's got a lot of things going for him.
Well, as a Scot... seeing Scottie Pippen here today is sort of interesting, and yeah. You got a moment to catch up with Scottie Pippen, Coach.
I had the pleasure of coaching Scottie at the end of his career, and fantastic player. He was playing on 1.5 legs then, but would get in games, and for 10 minutes, he was like the best defensive player on earth. And we used to do these workouts together, and he was just phenomenal. He was really, really worked at his game. I mean, he would be the prototypical modern player, although he didn't come from an ancient era, but I'm talking about the more current era. Yeah, just fantastic player.
He would fit great in this, the way the game is played now, right?
My.
Positionless and...
Yeah. Just a phenomenal, I mean, really good offensively, but a phenomenal competitor from a defensive standpoint. Just unbelievable.
When Andre won the MVP award at the 2015 finals, and then you saw what he was doing there, the first thing that came to my mind was Scottie Pippen, and it was great to see him here. He's doing a segment for ESPN with Andre Iguodala here today, so the two of them coming together, and our R.C. Davis got a chance to hear a little bit from Scottie Pippen about his thoughts about this Warriors team. Take a listen.
As someone who has more rings than fingers on one hand, where do you think the Warriors fit in the history of this league?
Wow.
Are they up there? Are they in the conversation?
Well, they're up there. I mean, they're up there. Obviously, we've seen this team run off 73 games with most of these players here, except for probably KD. But, what they built here, the culture, you can't put any type of limitations on it. It really depends on the players, whether or not they can keep this nucleus together and how much the players are willing to sacrifice to keep this nucleus together. But the sky's the limit for this team. I think they have one of the most dominant and unstoppable players in Kevin Durant. But then you turn and you look and you see that they dominate also the point guard position, but they also dominate the two guard position with Clay. Draymond does a great job of whether or not he can dominate you. He's going to intimidate you. So, they have something that has worked for the last 3-4 years, and I think it will continue to work for them. It's just, to me, it all depends on whether or not the players are willing to buy into it for the longevity.
Steve Kerr, when you were playing with him, did you ever think he'd be a coach?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I mean, you can just talk to Steve and see the knowledge and hear it. He's such a soft-spoken guy and easygoing, but just a a lovable person, a guy that people enjoy and embrace to be around. And I don't know him from a coaching standpoint, but I know him from a person and from a teammate. And I know that, you know, they got one great guy running this team, and the success is showing it. And I think it all comes from him as well.
Really cool to hear from Scotty and see him here at Warriors headquarters. And as we're joined by Ron Krejcik of the Chronicle and Coach Ron Adams, we turn to Ron Krejcik and ask you, what are you expecting here in Game 3, Ron?
I didn't go to Houston for the first two games, but in answer to your earlier question, one of the stories I did recently was on movement without the ball and how the Warriors and Steph and Clay in particular are so adept at that. And that what struck me watching Game 2 was that the Warriors didn't move without the ball as well as they typically do. So my guess as an observer, and Mr. Adams is closer to the scene than I am, is that we'll probably see more of that in Game 3 with the Warriors relying less on the one-on-one play and more on kind of who they are, moving without the ball and moving the ball as well.
Coach, what do you expect to see, not just out of the Warriors, but maybe how the Rockets continue with what was working for them?
Well, I think they'll continue with what they think is working for them. And I think, like Ron says, we'll get back to a point we'd like to that we normally play offensively as well as defensively. So, but I will digress for a second here. And then I was looking at Ron's identification badge, and that's a very flattering picture of him.
Yeah, they sometimes these photos don't quite update. I have one on my badge that's like from my 12 years ago, and it's just
trying to put my son so I could look 18 instead of 52. But
seriously, though, it's a matter of our team has played obviously a lot of games together. We know when we're in a groove offensively, we know what to do defensively, and. So much of it in the playoff series, any playoff series, is your mental approach, your force of play, and your connectedness. And I think we'll get back to a good point on that.
Love it. Thank you so very much. With Coach Ron Adams and the Chronicle's Ron Krejcik, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.